Some teachers are running for office this year. Teachers have had a dramatic few months. Many walked off the job demanding better pay and benefits and more funding for public education. Now some have become political candidates in North Carolina and Arizona and Kentucky and Oklahoma and Colorado and West Virginia, where the strikes began. Here's Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Yes, of course I'm going to miss you.
On the last day of school at Hannah Junior Senior High in the small rural community of Ashton, West Virginia, the few students that made their way to school are milling about the building. That's because there's a two-hour early dismissal.
Chandler, I guess you want your grade card?
For the past 15 years, Brianne Solomon, an art and dance teacher here, has kept busy during the summer by taking on a part-time job. But this year, Solomon is hitting the campaign trail as a Democratic candidate for the House of Delegates in the state legislature. She says when she leaves here,
I'll just flip the switch, turn out the lights, and turn on the lights for campaigning.
Solomon is one of more than a dozen current and former West Virginia public educators on the ballot for a state house seat in the November midterms. It's a near split between Democrats and Republicans. But she filed to run for office before the rallies at the state capitol. In fact, all the teachers running in the midterms did. The deadline was back in January.
It was more toward the end of the month where we started seeing that this legislative session really had no interest in helping us, and the ball rolled so quickly.
In West Virginia, Democrats held the majority in both houses for 8 decades. Yes, 8 decades, but lost in 2014. Solomon says the teachers' movement is a way to take back control.
And, you know, you throw out a phrase like, remember in November, it's catchy. So you think, oh, that's all we need to do, really. Because they were in control so long. And they're the first to say we need to do more to back it up.
Don Scalise, a high school social studies teacher, is the chairman of a PAC raising money for the educators running in West Virginia. He says the movement is bigger than what played out this past legislative session, where teachers scored an average 5% pay increase.
As grateful as we are for a 5% raise, that's not going to solve our problem in terms of rewarding good teachers and attracting young teachers to the state of West Virginia. So there are a lot of things still at stake for us, and all we feel like we have to do is remind people of that.
So after the strike, Scalise and other teachers formed the group. They named it Future of 55, after the 55 counties in West Virginia, a number that was crystallized in phrases like 55 United and 55 Strong that made their way into chants and onto poster boards around the Capitol.
There were thousands of people there, you know, shouting and waving signs, and that it was a sight to be seen. But I think that does not translate to votes across the state of West Virginia.
That's Phelan Kuckuck. He's the executive director of the West Virginia Republican Legislative Committee. His job is to help his party retain a majority in the state House and Senate. As he points out, despite Republican holdouts that drew out the strike, his party is ultimately responsible for the largest pay raise for teachers and other public employees in decades.
We did give a pay increase. We did it without raising taxes.
He also acknowledges these issues aren't going away.
Last week, P, I love you.
As the final bell rings at Hannah Junior Senior High, Brianne Solomon's summer of campaigning begins. She says goodbye to her students and heads to a rally at the state capitol. There, teachers, public employees, and their supporters are gathered outside the Gold Dome. They're here to get amped up for a hearing on the healthcare program for public employees. This meeting is the last of 21 that took place around the state. Democratic legislators promoted candidates focused on issues related to teachers and other public employees. Walking into the hearing, Solomon says she is encouraged.
I think it's all good to get these people out, get their names out. People know them. Maybe they're not in my district, but they might know somebody. And that's the same for all the candidates. And the more I think we coalesce and communicate, the better it is for all of us.
Teachers running for office in Arizona will face primaries in late August. In other states with walkouts this year, more than 70 educators will be on the ballot in November. For NPR News, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston, West Virginia.